Blog Talk Radio.
Oh God, we praise you. We pray upon the blood of Jesus. Good evening, and thank you for tuning in tonight on our hour of prayer. God is an amazing God. This is our 1,542nd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. On our broadcast, God is amazing, Jesus Christ is adored, and the Holy Spirit is welcome. Again, this is our hour of prayer. I am your host, evangelist, teacher, minister, Trina Lindsay Harris, whatever you want to call me, just so that I love God, amen. We all love God here on Purpose Kingdom Network. If you have a prayer request tonight or a testimony, feel free to call in. The number is 319-527-6091. You can also go to the website at www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom Network. Again, thank you for tuning in tonight. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Thank you, oh God. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So God, we come tonight with one accord, O Lord. God, you said where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. So God, we welcome you tonight on this airway, on this broadcast. Jesus Christ, you are the center of attraction. God, have your way in the name of Jesus. So God, we come boldly to your throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God, you have been our dwelling place with all generations. You are God. It's in you that we live and we move and we have our being. So God, we come tonight because you bid us to come. You said men ought to always pray and not lose heart. So God, we're doing what you commanded us to do, God. So as we come into your presence, God, we first just want to ask you to forgive us for any sins that we may have committed, oh God. The ones that we didn't know about and the ones that we did. God, cleanse us. You said, Lord, we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So let the blood of Jesus cleanse us, oh God. Because God, we want to be pleasing in your sight, oh Lord. We don't want anything that separates us from your presence, God. So cleanse us, Lord. Hallelujah. So as we come tonight in that wonderful name of Jesus, there's power in the name of Jesus the Christ. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus the Christ. There's victory in the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that name gets your attention. Hallelujah. So God, we come tonight, Lord. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, God. We lift up the Lee family, Maureen Lee's family, God, for mourning, God. God, there's no pain or sorrow that you cannot feel, oh Lord. God, those who are mourning this day, oh God, be with Nicole, Lord. Oh God, touch them, encourage them. Lord, hey, God. You are the God of all comfort, Lord. We don't understand all things, but we know the one who does, oh God. So So meet them in their need. Meet them in their mourning. Meet them in their sadness. Meet them in their pain, oh God. Because you're the only one that goes. You are the only one who can, oh God. We thank you, Lord. And I remember John Holden, oh God. Lord, you know all things. You know the outcome of every situation. So we lift them up before you right now. All those who are mourning, all those who feel like they're alone, God, in their situation and circumstance. God, you said you will be that friend that sits closer than any brother, oh God. Let them know that they're not alone. God, we thank you. God, we honor you. God, we reverence you. God, you told us to weep for those who weep, Lord. God, you feel our heaviness for our sister, God. You feel it, Lord. So, God, we give it to you. God, we give it to you, Lord. All those who are mourning around the globe, Lord, because they lost loved ones, God. Oh, Lord. God, we know that we're all just passing through, Lord. We know that the word says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. God, help us to get the gospel out, oh God. God, we want to spread the gospel, Lord. You don't want anyone to perish, God, but all come unto repentance. So God, have your way. Have your way, oh God. And Lord, right now, we lift up, God, every continent. Every country around the globe, Lord, every spiritual leader, every apostle, every prophet, every pastor, every evangelist, every teacher, the fivefold ministry, oh God, every elder, Lord, oh God, every missionary that's taken the gospel to that far, God, move like never before, oh God. God, we need you. We pray to the true and living God. We pray to the God of heaven. And you said the heavens is your throne and the earth is your footstool. You are the only God who never slumbers, neither do you sleep. You are the only God who eyes go to and fro to behold your creation. You are the only God who knows the motive and intent of the heart. You are the only God who knows man. You are the only God who knows to see all things. God, have your way tonight. Have your way tonight. God, every earthly leader, every president, every prime minister, every ambassador, every king, every queen, God, the earthly leader, she told us to pray for all men. So we might lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence, Lord. God, we lift them up before you. Oh, God, we praise you. And, God, even right now, as you bring Queen Elizabeth before me, God, you know those things. You know why you call her dead Sherry. God, you are able. You're able Sunday. Get your glory, Lord. Get your glory in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We praise you. God, this is your time. God, this is the hour that we set aside to come with one mind, one goal. Lord, our hearts are burning for you. Lord, our hearts and minds are seeking after you. God, we're hungry for holiness. We're hungry for righteousness, oh God. Oh God, have your way. Have your way, Lord. God, someone needs a healing, God, in their body. God, you are the greatest physician. You are the greatest healer. You are bigger than any surgeon, any doctor, any physician, God. Yay, God. You can get down into the marrow, into the bones, Lord. You can get down into the kidneys, oh God, in the heart, Lord. You can get down into the lung, Lord. You are the greatest healer. Yeah, God. Oh, God. You can heal cancer. You do heal cancer. You heal cancer. You heal diabetes. You can heal diabetes. You can heal high blood pressure, schizophrenia, multiple sclerosis, kidney disease, oh God, HIV, COVID-19, any variable Sunday. Anyway, oh God, you are the greatest physician. You are the greatest healer. Oh, God, we need you like never before, oh, God. We need you like never before, oh, God. We lift up, God, the homeless before you, the widows, the orphans, Israel, oh, God. We lift them up before you. You know, it's always pray, Lord, so we lift them up before you. You're ready, oh, Sunday. Oh, God, we thank you. Oh, we praise you, oh, God. Oh, Lord. Have your way tonight, God. Have your way. Oh, God. Those who are mourning, God. The urban inner cities. Oh, God, we praise you. Send a movement, Lord, a spiritual movement, God, the gospel, Lord. Use your people, vessels, God, into the streets, God, and they proclaim the gospel. We're not afraid of God, Lord, they go most shanda. God, be with the government, God, when they make decisions about the church, Lord. God, you're bigger than the government. You're bigger than the enemy. God, you're bigger, God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh God. Remember our youth, the children, God. Oh God, we praise you. We lift them up before you. The youth, oh God. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, oh God. Oh God, we praise you. Lift up the men of valor to take back their communities, oh Lord. Lift up women, God, of worship, devotion. We praise you, oh God. We praise you. You are good God. You are holy God. You answer prayer. God, what were you speaking? You already know what's in our heart, Lord. Because you're that kind of God. Lord, go to the mental institutions, the prisons, the hospitals, God, the nursing homes. Be with those who are being neglected, oh God. Those who are wrongly imprisoned and accused. God, you see the injustice. You see the unfairness, God. You see it. Oh, God, have your way. Have your way, oh, God. You are good, God. You are holy, God. You are righteous, God. We thank you for this platform. We thank you for the love that's shed abroad in our hearts for people. We thank you, oh God. You are great God. You are holy God. Thank you for what you're doing, God. We don't understand it. We might not never understand it, God. But we know that God does. So we lay everything on the altar tonight. Everything, God. Our families. The whole body of Christ family. The people in the world that don't know you, God, because you called us to reach them, Lord. Thank you, oh God. We praise you. And may someone tonight that's listening, they never even heard the word prayer. They never even heard the gospel. They never even heard that we can talk to the true and living God. They never heard a song that ministered to them, God, that moved them, Lord. Have your way tonight, God. Have your way. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. We praise you. And, God, we lift up Freddie Bullock before you, God. You know all things. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, Lord. You'll bid them than any evil force. You'll bid them than any attack. You'll bid them, God. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. We honor you. We thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name that we pray with thanksgiving. Every heart say amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, you're worthy to be praised and the beauty of your holiness. If you have a prayer request again tonight, feel free to call in. 319-527-6091. Press the number 1 and you'll be placed into the queue. Or you can go to the website at blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We're going to now be ministered in song by Minister Adrian Allen from Purpose Kingdom Network for B Block Church. Amen. We bring on the line.
I lift my hand in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hand in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Hold me in your arms. You are the shelter from the storm. When all my friends were gone, you were right there all along. I can't forgive, no, the list be short. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Jesus is real, I know. The Lord is real to me. Oh, yeah. How he's real, I know the Lord is real to me. Sometimes when I'm feeling down, no one around, he'll be a friend, and for I know, oh, 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 oh. He telling he's real. Oh, yes, he real. He's real, 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 real. Oh, yes, he's real, real, real in my soul.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for ministering in song. You know, God is amazing. You know, we say that in church today. Jesus is real. God is awesome. He is. So, again, if you have a prayer request tonight, again, feel free to call in 319-527-6091. Or, again, you can go to the website at blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Amen. As always, you know, the Lord, I always ask the Lord what scripture he wants me to share when we come on. I know this is now a prayer, but we always want to leave an encouraging word, amen, because the word gives life. It has power, the word of God, and it helps us to remember the God that we serve, amen. I'm going to be coming out of 1 Samuel, the first chapter, verses 1 through 17. I'm not going to read the whole passage, amen. And this is the King James Version. So it says, now there was a certain man of Sophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zop, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other, Peniah. And Peniah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hephani and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And when the time was that Elkanah offered, he gave to Benai his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But unto Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb. And her adversary, also provoking her sore, for to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou? And why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? And am not I better to thee than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli, the priest, sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid, and remember me, and not forget thine handmaid, but will give unto thine handmaid a man child, that I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she had been drunken. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Hannah answered and said, no, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of thou, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Go in peace, and may the Lord of Israel, or the God of Israel, grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and to the hearing of his word, amen. If I could choose a topic tonight or to encourage you, it would be press and push till your breakthrough is here. Press and push till your breakthrough is here. You know, we are going through so much in this earth, in this land. But God did not promise us that everything will be easy. Amen. When we look at that word press, it's to act upon by steady pushing, firm in position, to bear upon or to squeeze. That word pushes to move forward. And when we think about a breakthrough, it's an instance of achieving success into a particular sphere, I like to say spiritual realm, or activity. Press and push till you get your breakthrough. Amen. Now, I didn't read the whole passage of this scripture for the sake of time, you know, but if you read it, go on to read it in your spare time. But God answered her prayer with her, and he gave her a son, Samuel. And she kept her vow to the Lord. And because she kept her vow, God bless her with more children. We can't understand God's multiplication or his addition, but he gave Hannah three more sons and two daughters. So after she weaned Samuel, she did what she promised God and again took him to the house of the Lord. Amen. And again, I said, God didn't even ask her to do that, but she did it because she wanted to honor God once he gave her her request. Amen. So we talk about this story, how Elkanah, first of all, Elkanah, he was a Levite from an honorable tribe, and they were in charge of setting up and taking down the tabernacle of testimony. And, you know, only certain people can do that. You know, it was an honorable position. You know, anybody couldn't come near the tabernacle or even touch it. We know in the history that they died. But thank God for his mercy and grace. Because of the blood of Jesus, we can enter into his presence. But, you know, we cannot come into God any old way that we want to. Amen? We have to be honest and repentant before God when we know that we made a mistake or erred in our way. Amen? Because God said he is faithful and just to forgive us from all, unlike to cleanse us from all sin. Amen? He's that kind of God. But as we were reading in the story how, you know, Elkanah had two wives, you know, that's not allowed in these days, and at least in this country. In other countries, it is their custom to have more than one wife. But in this country, you know, it's considered polygamy. And in that, you know, when a man does have two wives, you know, it causes friction and tension and division. And we see that in the story. Now, I'm getting somewhere, so just hold on. Now, when we look at Hannah was Elkanah's first wife, but we read how she was barren, right? And Peninnah, she had all the sons. And, you know, when you think about the friction between them two, you know, it's saying how that Elkanah gave to Peninnah and her sons a portion, but then it says, but he loved Hannah. You know, and I'm sure he loved Peninnah too, but can you imagine how he probably did love Hannah more than try to make up for the deficit because she didn't have any children. And because of the love that he had toward Hannah, I'm sure Peninnah felt that. Amen? So she probably had an indifference when it came to Hannah, and vice versa. Peninnah probably felt some way about Hannah probably felt some way about Peninnah because Peninnah had what she couldn't give her husband and what she wanted. So even year after year after year, when they went to the temple to offer up to God and to worship, she went every year, year after year after year, and it said that her adversary provoked her. Her adversary. We know when we talk about an adversary, it's the enemy. It's opposition, right? We know that we thank God for the word of God because in 2 Corinthians 4:9, it says, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Why? Because we have the true and living God on our side. You know, we think about, and Ephesians, the sixth chapter, says that, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. We talked about that spear earlier in the spiritual realm. But guess what? We can tear down that darkness. How? Through prayer and the word of God and our faith. Amen. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. God, you are a God who hears and answers prayer. Now, we look at Hannah, it says that, you know, she didn't even eat, right? She fasted. Sometimes things only come by prayer and fasting, amen? So here she fasted, and she prayed, and she didn't eat. And it says in verse 10, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. You know, I talked about how that word, to get a breakthrough or to press, is to bear upon. So we think about to bear upon. You know, we lean upon God. And when we talk about that squeeze, and I believe that when Hannah was praying, she gave all that she could to God. She poured out her soul. Her prayer was intense. Her prayer was purposeful. Her prayer had a goal. It had an aim. She just wanted to give all that she could to God and truthfulness. And her prayer request that she wanted a child. And she came to God in truth and in faith. And as we read the story, our faith pleased God. Amen. So we don't understand, you know, why God answers prayers instantly and why sometimes it takes longer. But we know that God knows all things. God knows what it takes to get us to a particular purpose, or God knows what it takes for us to get our prayers answered. Because sometimes if God answers our prayers too soon, that might change our relationship with him or our dynamic with him. Or even it might even get us a little... just like move us out of position where God has us. So God knows what it takes to bring us that particular request that we're asking God for. We don't know why it took year after year after year for him to have a prayer request granted, but we know that God knew the perfect timing to bring it to pass. Amen. So I was saying how, you know, we have to press and push till we get our breakthrough. You know, so many people, as I said, only going through so much. We don't understand. You know, so many people are in pain. So many people are hurting. So many people are in mourning. So many people are confused by what's going on in their life at this particular time. But, you know, I'm reminded of the scripture where it says that in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, it says, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall thy flame kindle upon thee. We get on the breakthrough. We get to the other side of truth. We're not going to look like what we've been through. We're not going to... Oh, God, it says that the flame will not even kindle against them. I mean, he won't even smell like fire or smoke. Hallelujah. We just have to press through our pain. We have to press through our mourning. We have to press through our sadness. We have to press through our sickness. We have to press through our loneliness. We have to press through our disappointment. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God, someone heavy hearted, oh, son. God, someone's heart is so heavy tonight, Lord. But, God, you can remove the heavy burden. You can, oh, God. We just press, push through the breakthrough. Oh, God, help us to be still and know that you are God. Help us to be still and know that all things work together for the good of them who love God according to your purpose. Oh, God, we don't understand all things, but we know the God who does. We might not even like the outcome, but we know that all things work together for good. Hallelujah, oh, God. So we're going to press and we're going to push till we get our breakthrough. Hallelujah. That breakthrough was an instant of achieving success. And God said, I know the thoughts I think toward me, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to bring you a bright future. Hallelujah. It's in the press. It's in the push. Yay, God. Oh, God, you know, sometimes we get ourselves in circumstances, situations, because we try to help God out. Sometimes we get in things that we don't even recognize ourselves. Hallelujah. But we just keep pushing. Oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we magnify you. God, we lift you up, oh, God. Help us to stand still and know that you are God. Help us to stand still to see the salvation of the Lord. Help us to stay still and know that God is our refuge and strength. Every present help in trouble. Help us to stand still and press and push and know that the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we press. We push. Hallelujah. So our breakthrough is here. Because you promised us. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you promised us that you'll hear our prayer request. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you. We praise you for the word tonight. Hallelujah. We look at Hannah as an example. No matter what it looks like, no matter the circumstance, we come to you with sincere heart and earnest in prayer. Hallelujah. And God, will you bless us, the Lord? Will you take us to our breakthrough? Help us not to forget you. Help us remember that you are still God and you're still on the throne. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. We thank you for the breakthrough. We thank you for the press. We thank you for the push, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you. We honor you. We magnify you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. You know, saints, a lot of times when we pray before God and we're in bitterness in our soul, it's not always just about us, amen? It's not just about us. But even in that, God answers prayer, amen? And there's nothing that God won't do for his children. The only thing that God can't do, and that is fail. So God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the ministering of song. We thank you for the prayer that have gone up, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If there are no prayer requests tonight, and there's no testimonies, we're going to do the altar call, amen. If there is anyone tonight that is listening to this broadcast and you don't know the God that we talk about or Purpose Kingdom Network, or you don't know the God that we just read about who Hannah prayed to, if you don't know the God who loved you so much and sent his son, Jesus the Christ, to die for your sins so that you may have a right to the tree of life, I want you to know that God is concerned about you. God doesn't want anyone to perish, but all come unto to repentance. See, I want to tell you something tonight, that you're not smart enough to run your own life. You don't know enough to run your own life. You don't even have the power to change a situation. You might think you do. It might even be temporary. But you should know the God who can change a circumstance and situation around for your good, and it'll take you into eternity. Oh, God. So if you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, if you are sick and tired of your situation and circumstance and want a change, if you want to know for sure that if you close your eye on this side tonight, that you wake up to be with God, I want to tell you what the key is to have that assurance. And the only assurance is by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The only assurance that you have to have is believe that there is a God, that there is a true and living God, that there is a God who hears and sees and is moved by our very infirmities, hallelujah, that there is a God who is concerned and care about you. So the only way to get that assurance and to know that you have eternal life with God is by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Is that easy? So if you want that assurance to know that you have a place in eternity with the Almighty God, because the opposite of that is eternal damnation, and you don't want to burn in the lake of fire and brimstone for eternity. So I invite you tonight to repeat after me. Because if you took the first step in faith in God, and the second step, wanting to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you can now call God Father. So repeat after me. Father God, I come to you tonight in faith, because I know faith pleases you. So I come tonight in the name of your dear son, Jesus the Christ, asking you to forgive me for my sins. I'm not just saying sorry for my sins, because saying sorry is just an apology. Yay, God! But now I repent of my sins, which means I'm making a 360-degree turnaround. Hallelujah. So I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart, and I'll live for you. If you said that prayer, you are now born again. You are now a child of God, but now you have to take it a step further. So now you have to find a Bible-believing teaching church in your community. Because, see, one thing I've found out in this walk of life is that when you get a hold of the true gospel, it changes your life. So if you are in a church where there's no change, perhaps you don't have the true gospel. So again, I encourage you to find a church home so that you can grow by the word of God and by faith in the word of God. And of course, each night you can join us here on Purpose Kingdom Network. If you've been born again, praise God, because the angels are rejoicing in heaven. Right now, we're going to, before we do our closing prayer, we're going to bring on our pastor, our visionary for Purpose Kingdom Network, for the announcements. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We just thank and bless God by faith for those souls that we believe gave their life to Christ this evening. And if there's somebody out there listening who may be on the cuff of making a decision about giving your life to Christ or rejecting him, I want to tell you something this evening. You need to understand that the spirit realm is real. God is real. Jesus Christ is real. Notice I didn't say was. I said is. For he is still moving today. Hallelujah, God. And I just believe, God, that after that word and the prayer, I know that someone gave their life to Christ this evening. But for that person that's going, I just don't know. The word of God says, taste and see that God is good. I promise you, that means you can come and try me out. I promise you, if you take a little itty-bitty taste of the goodness of God through a personal relationship with his son, Jesus Christ, you will not have a desire to turn around if you come and take an honest taste. So as she said, we encourage you to find the Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until then, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. Tomorrow evening at 9 p.m., we will be broadcasting with The Real Rap and the host, Evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson, as he continues with part two of Bright Night right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We invite you, if you would like to follow us on our social media pages. We are on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. You can also follow us via our webpage where you can reach out to any of the hosts individually. You can are able to listening to gospel music 24 hours, www.pknradio.com. Again, that's www.pknradio.com. Please know you all with the love of Christ. We thank you all for joining in with us in prayer. And believe it or not, even those unspoken prayer requests, God is going to grant the desires of your heart if you are walking in faith with him, in right relationship with him, as we touch and agree this evening as our prayer warrior evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison closes us out in prayer. So we ask you to prepare to go to the throne of glory, evangelist. Thus far, wonderful word, wonderful prayer, wonderful move of the Holy Spirit, and the ministry is back in your hands to close us out.
Amen. Thank you for those announcements, Pastor Toy. And thank you for being a visionary of this platform. You know, to God be the glory for the things that he's doing for Purpose Kingdom Network. God is an amazing God. And let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Father, in Jesus' name, we just thank you for what you've done tonight, God. We thank you that you made your son, Jesus Christ, available to us. We thank you that the word was made flesh and it dwelt among us. We thank that your word gives light, it gives hope, it has power, it changes lives. God, we thank you for your love that you had for us. And when we were yet in our sin, that you gave your only begotten son so we have a right, so that we may have a right to the tree of life. God, we can't thank you enough. We have 1,000 tongues we couldn't say thank you enough. We have 1,000 hearts we couldn't love you enough. We have 1,000 spirits we couldn't cry out enough. Abba, Father. But God, what we can do, oh God, is to put you first in our lives, is to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, is to come to you in faith and spirit and in truth, oh God. So we come in our faith. We come in the truth of the gospel. We come with the, oh God, we come, God, just as we are, oh Lord.
God, you know where we are. You know what things that need to be changed. God, you know where we are. You know our weaknesses as well as our strengths, oh God. So show us, God, in the areas that we are not pleasing to you, oh God. Show us, Lord. God, we want to be pleasing in your sight, oh God. So, God, every host on purpose, kingdom, network, we lift them up before you, God, and give me, remember Maureen Lee and her family, oh, God. Remember all the host, God, when one hurts, we all hurt, Lord. When one rejoices, we all rejoice, Lord. When one weeps, we all weep, oh, God. So, God, we lift them up before you in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we praise you. We honor you. We reverence you. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no God of Elohim. God, you are the only God who never slumbers, neither do you sleep. Your eyes go to and fro to behold your creation. You're omniscient, you're omnipotent, you're omnipresent, God. So, God, we are in your presence. Nothing that we have done. Our righteousness is a filthy rag, but in Jesus Christ, we are made righteous with you. So God, we thank you for the outpouring of your spirit. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the ministry in song. We thank you for the exhortation. We thank you, oh God, for everything that you've done for us, oh God, is about to do. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. We lift up our family members before you, Lord. Our spouses, our children, our sons and daughters, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our legacy, God, our destiny, our purpose, Lord. Oh, God. We want to be found faithful in you. Have your way, oh God. And even the lost, Lord, because you're concerned about the lost. We're not just praying for believers around the globe, but we're praying for the lost too, Lord. And God, some plant, some water, but God, you give the increase. So God, we thank you for moving. We thank you for moving in the earth. Because no matter what it looks like, God, you are still in control. You are still on the throne. You still answer prayer. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. And God, remember as always, God, those who are in need of financial breakthrough, those who are in need of a healing, those who are in need of homes, oh, God. Let those who have the resources get out of their bounties, oh God. Because you said, God, that the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. And as the rivers of water, he turns ever, you will, oh God. Continue to let the rich get out of their bounties. You're not just concerned about their finances, you're concerned about their souls as well. Oh God, draw them closer to you, Sunday. Someone's concerned about their job, Lord. Someone's concerned about, God, the Holy Spirit knows all things. So God, we pray for the Holy Ghost. God, that one who's about to give up, God. God, I say to the Lord, rebuke you, we bind the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus the Christ. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus against you. Your eyes are going to be lying, Abel's son. The blood, the blood, the blood. The blood of Jesus. The blood has power. The blood has power. There's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood. This power in the blood. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you.
And God, keep our homes covered under the blood of Jesus. Our automobiles covered under the blood of Jesus. Our finances covered under the blood of Jesus. Our bodies covered under the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you. Oh, God, let me sleep tonight. God, give us sweet dreams in you. And when we wake up tomorrow morning, let us wake up with a new determination to want to please you, a new determination to spread the gospel to the lost, a new determination to reach out to our neighbors who are in need. Oh, God. God, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you for this day. But most of all, God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ. Because if it had not been for him who was on our side, where would we be? So we thank you. And we praise you. And we give you all the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus Christ's name that we pray with thanksgiving. Every heart say amen, amen, and amen. Again, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. And we believe in our heart on Purpose Kingdom Network that the word, the prayer, the ministering song touched and pricked your heart, because that's the kind of God that we serve. So again, thank you for tuning in tonight. We love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, but God loves you more. Again, thank you and good night.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.